Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 27, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 2, 2002.
Nazarene, a good question. In some religions, the nuns are called the brides of Christ. What's your opinion on this?
My opinion, Alora, is I wish that each of these dear ladies would leave these houses of sin and deprivation and find true husbands and live true lives as women are supposed to live and continue to do their good works for God in their spare time and not in this sick and perverted matter. It hurts me so much when I see good women lured into these places of sin where they are used by the priests and by the older women. They say nothing and do nothing because they think it is the will of God. It is never the will of God to live in sin. When a man uses a woman that is supposed to be chastised and pure, and tells her not to say anything because he is doing the will of God, that man is one of the most evil men and most despisable men on earth. These women, many are good and kind and sincere, and throughout their lives they are misused and abused by a church that only looks upon them as cattle for the priest to use. And I wish so much that all of them would just leave these places, give up these lives, and take on the normal lives that women are supposed to have. I comfort as many of the true believers and those that truly give themselves to me as I can, and they empower me to do much good, but I would prefer to have them all living normal and sacred lives. That is my opinion, Alora.
Wow! Now that's what I call an opinion, all right. I've never known any nuns, but Demetrius has told me stories about women that used to belong to convents and gave it up, about babies being suffocated and buried in the cellar, and nuns giving each other abortions. I can't understand how people can close their eyes to things like that in the name of a church, in the name of religion.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett-Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back. God, here's an interesting question. If Demetrius had a military rank on Earth, what would it be? I'm just curious. What is his rank in heaven?
Alora, I really don't know what to tell you. We don't have ranks in heaven. Everybody just has a certain position, like you're the commander of the gates of heaven, or you're a commander of this sector or that sector, and everybody is always called the same thing, a commander of the angelic guard. So we don't actually have ranks like they do on Earth. Whenever Demetrius comes to a battle, whenever there is a battle going on, and Demetrius arrives, he automatically becomes the commander. Who is ever in charge there simply surrenders command to him and follows his instructions, because he is the greatest military commander that we have. That is always the case, except with what is going on with my son right now, with Jesus. Demetrius is staying out of it because he wants Jesus to show his battle skills and be the commander there. He comes and fights once in a while, but he doesn't take command. He follows his Jesus' instructions. That is the way it is with us, Alora. I have no idea what rank Demetrius would hold among the living. Obviously, a general of some type, but we have nothing to compare with their system, so I don't know what to tell you.
A general, huh, God? Well, it sounds like Demetrius, he always likes to tell people what to do.
Well, he's had so much practice over the ages, Alora. I mean, he's always been telling people what to do. He can't stop doing it now.
We'll be back again.